WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Natalie Migliori. Topping our report this hour, federal advisors are taking more time to look into the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It comes after reports that six women developed severe blood clots after taking the shot. Earlier today, regulators told the government they need more evidence to decide if these handful of cases were linked to the shot, and if so, how big the potential risk really is. Calling the pause of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine a bump in the road, Governor Murphy says the state's vaccine goals can still be reached.
Even with this pause, our overall goal of vaccinating 4.7 million adult New Jerseyans by the end of June remains not only in place, but entirely achievable.
The state decided to stop administering the J&J vaccine based on federal guidance. Murphy says in New Jersey, about 244,000 shots of the J&J vaccine have been administered so far, with no similar adverse effects. Lawmakers are giving a cool reception to plans to expand tuition-free college to four-year schools. Students with incomes under $65,000 would qualify for two tuition-free years at senior colleges, potentially on top of the 2 years they can now receive at community colleges. A Democratic would-be challenger to Governor Phil Murphy is asking voters to write her name on the ballot for the June 8th primary election. Lisa McCormick failed to show up for her remote hearing this week or to explain how the nearly 2,000 names submitted by her campaign appear to be phony. Spots are filling up fast at New Jersey summer camps. Jonathan Gold owns three camps across the state. He says some parents sign up before they even tour the place.
My Wall Township camp was on wait list last month in March, which is unheard of.
In a March survey conducted by the American Camp Association, New York and New Jersey, 60% of camps cited higher enrollment compared to previous years. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 has weather information just for you and your part of the Garden State. Online and on our app, you can check current conditions, watch radar, set up weather alerts to be sent to your phone, and know what's coming up in our five-day forecast. The latest technology, combined with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's forecasts, let you plan your day, plan your week, and stay safe. NJ1015.com/weather. Visit us online or on our free app today.
New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
I am seeing some heavy volume on the western spur of the turnpike traveling southbound south of 15W heading down towards 15E. State police doing a slowdown on your way down into the Newark area because they're in the process now of closing the truck lanes the entire length of the roadway from Newark to Mansfield for overnight construction. Right now the western spur is slow. Eventually in the next few minutes the eastern spur will get slow as well heading down into the Newark area. You will be in the car lanes going southbound. So far a good ride east and west on the Newark Bay Extension heading to or from the Holland Tunnel. Up and down the parkway, that's a pretty good ride. 195, some construction on the eastbound side. As you go between exit 1 and 2, you'll find the right lane out of service. And 130, some volume on the northbound side coming to 522 in South Brunswick. That's emergency utility work. The right lane is out of service. Crossing the Hudson, not bad. Leaving New Jersey at the Ben Franklin Bridge, watch out for some right lane construction. Traffic every 15 minutes, your next report at 818. I'm Mike Barker on New Jersey 101.5.
Dominski and Doyle.
It's really great to hear this on the radio, but what people have to do, the same people that are calling in, call the governor's office and let these elected leaders know what is going on.
Well, this is a year where people can actually do something about it.
Indeed, it is an election year, and if you really, really want to make a point, there's a great way to do it.
Weekday afternoons, 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Considerable cloudiness tonight with some rain, especially late tonight, a low in the lower 50s. Cloudy tomorrow, much cooler than today. It'll become breezy with intermittent rain, a high in the mid and upper 50s. Chilly and breezy tomorrow night, a touch of rain, a drizzle on occasion, and a low in the lower 40s. Friday, cloudy, breezy and cool with a couple of the showers at a high again in the mid and upper 50s. Back to dry weather on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Bob Larson.
And we've got 62 degrees in Jersey City, 59 degrees in Hackettstown, 66 degrees Perth Amboy, fast traffic, instant weather, every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.